Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Martin Clauser of the 67th Legislative District in McKean, Potter, and Cameron Counties. Representative Clauser, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, there was a lot of activity this week trying to get something done with finishing off the state budget, especially the revenue part of the budget. What essentially is going on here?
Well, it has been a very busy week in Harrisburg. The House is back in session, and certainly our top priority is to finish the remaining components of the state budget. The main outstanding component is legislation to complete the funding of the $32 billion spending plan. A final revenue plan is what's under discussion. It's been a very difficult negotiation because we have a governor who's continually pushing for higher taxes and higher spending. We have a state senate that approved a plan to impose nearly $600 million in new taxes, $400 million of which would come in the form of new and increased taxes on consumer utility bills, in addition to a natural gas severance tax. So that's very troubling. Certainly, I've been trying to focus on a more reasonable, less burdensome solution. Obviously, there has to be a compromise on this. It's a situation where we need a final plan enacted very soon. And my hope is that negotiations will continue and result in a final plan very soon. Legislators did this week approve two important measures that I think will help us in the long term save taxpayer dollars. We passed House Bill 785 this week that will enact substantial debt reduction and responsible debt management policies that is estimated to save taxpayers an estimated $3.14 billion in debt service over the next 20 years. And this bill is going to head back to the Senate for consideration. In addition, part of the budget process is to enact a welfare code bill. And so this week we did in fact pass a welfare code bill. It's a welfare reform measure that ultimately can require physically and mentally able adults to meet work requirements in order to receive benefits. And I think that's something that's very important. Under the bill, the State Department of Human Services would be required to seek approval from the Federal Medicare and Medicaid Services Department to implement this requirement. And again, I think that this is an important thing. Even before the House passed this bill, the governor was threatening to veto it, which is very unfortunate. So this bill is sitting on his desk now, and I certainly encourage the governor to change his mind and to sign the bill.
In other House action, there was legislation that was introduced that will help people to deal with the difficulties caused by the data breach circumstances, like the recent Equifax data breach for customers of consumer credit. What are some of the details on this legislation?
Legislation is being introduced to better protect consumers from data breaches. The State House is expected to consider this in the coming weeks. And certainly focus has been brought to this issue because of the Equifax data breach. The two bills would better protect consumers who are victims of data breaches and possible identity theft. The first proposal would require notification of a data breach from an entity where the breach occurred to the affected consumer within 30 days and also to the state attorney general with specific details on what needs to be provided to the consumer. In addition, a second bill would waive the current credit freeze fee that is imposed on a consumer when they need to freeze their credit. Those charges can be up to $10 per account, so it can add up to a lot. So the focus here is on helping the consumer, protecting the consumer, and I think these are very important bills.
I also understand you have a special event coming up for seniors in your district soon. What do people need to know?
I'm looking forward to hosting another Senior Citizen Expo. It's an excellent opportunity to provide important information for senior citizens and their families about programs that are available for seniors. This event's going to be held on Friday, October 13th. At the Rowlett Fire Hall in Potter County. This is the 15th annual Senior Citizen Expo, and it's going to be held from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. with a free lunch being provided. State, county, and local organizations will be on hand to distribute information and answer questions. So it's an excellent opportunity to have your questions answered and just to find out more information about services for senior citizens. For more information, you can contact my office in Countersport at 274-9769, or there's more information available at repcauser.com.
Representative Clauser, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Martin Clauser.